I rolled my eyes and assured him that I was positively a wolf. I looked around to make sure nobody was listening. He wasn't afraid of me, but I had a definite feeling others would be. I explained that I had an unusual idea for his science project. You could bring me home to live with your family. You'd train me and prove that a wild wolf can be taught to act like a lovable dog. Overjoyed, Jed agreed with my plan. Just one more thing, I explained. You should probably tell your parents that your project is about dog training. From what I knew from fairy tales, adults were more frightened of wolves than children. It was a Friday when I arrived at Jed's house. For the next few days, life as a dog was fabulous. Jed's house was amazing. Soft carpets covered every floor, and I barely did anything for myself. Jed made certain I had fresh water and food. He brushed my fur until it was as soft as cotton. I contributed to Jed's science project and learned all the tricks he taught me. I was a good student, but I mostly acted like a sweet family pet. I also learned the differences between life as a wolf and life as a dog. I howled less and barked more. I resisted the urge to snack on squirrels, and when other dogs came toward me, I didn't challenge them for territory.